Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contax experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Call in. The number's 800-313-9443. That number again, 800-313-9443. I just want to announce for those that are new listeners to the program, which I understand we have a lot of new listeners, that we represent the thousands and thousands of police and soldiers, our two police organizations up here in the High Rocky Mountains. At our headquarters, we represent thousands and thousands of police and soldiers that love God and love freedom and are working to try to educate our other brothers and sisters, like down there in Pinellas County, that they should not stand by and just follow orders and see a woman murdered right before their eyes and help protect and make sure that the government carries out the murder of this person. That is something that they have taken an oath to defend and protect the people of this nation, protect the United States Constitution, protect the people's law, lives and property and so forth. And they're violating their oaths as they do this. They don't know that, though. You see, and that's our problem here, a problem across the country, and our challenge here at our police and military constitutional associations here. Now, I want to get into something real quick in case any of our good Americans out there listening in today are headed down for the Minuteman Project there on the southern border of Arizona. You should be aware, maybe you are already, we did send a notification here just 2 days ago down to the head of the Minuteman Project. Actually, a good friend of ours up here is in contact with them, Pat, and he sent our letter down to them advising them that President Bush, first of all, let me tell those that may not know what the Minuteman Project is, have several thousands of Americans who have headed down to the Arizona border to be part of a vigil this weekend and for some days, actually, I'm not quite sure how many days, but they're going to try to draw attention, and they're doing that very well, to our governments allowing the borders to be kept open so that narco-terrorists can come across, drug runners can come across, and terrorists of all kinds can come across, because the government wants the terrorists in here. They want the drugs in here because they make money off the drugs, the highest levels of our government, and some of the state governments, too. Top leaders participate in that drug money and distribution of drugs within our states. And certainly the man in the White House and his family does and has since the 1960s. As George Bush headed up the greatest invasion of America with drugs out of Southeast Asia for many, many years during the Vietnam War. Even after that, Colonel Bo Greitz, you might remember, brought a videotape to America after being in the Golden Triangle with General Kumsaw, and found out personally that the Bush family, the president, was involved, and even when he was vice president, was involved in bringing the majority of the opium out of Southeast Asia, the Golden Triangle, into the United States, hundreds and hundreds of tons a year. So they want that border open to bring in their narcotics that they make billions off of, feeding into the veins of little black and Latino children here in America, and white children too. And they need the illegal aliens to come in by the millions and millions, because the government's been funding the Ocalan Reconquista program for 30 years at least, almost 35 years now, with your tax dollars, to take back the southwest part of the United States, or southwest part of the United States back under the Mexican flag, through sheer numbers of millions and millions of illegals coming in and taking over and voting in the communist Latino leaders, like we have in many of the offices now in the southwest part of the United States administrations, government administrations. And so they're out to stop our Minuteman project down there, where volunteers all across the nation have nonviolently gone down to stand by and be the eyes and ears of the Border Patrol. They're not down to confront anybody coming across the border. They're going to have a 20-mile section of the border down there. They're going to patrol and report illegal aliens coming in, terrorists, drug runners, and so forth. And so the President of the United States, of course, is head of a criminal empire. Vicente Fox, the President of Mexico, or head of a criminal empire, and they have made a decision to do something to stop the Minuteman Project down there. We got notification here 2 days ago that Vicente Fox and George Bush had initiated a plan to have the Mexican military come across the border and murder the nonviolent Minutemen volunteers down there that were going to be down there. I think today it officially opens, or was it yesterday? I'm not sure. Either today or tomorrow or yesterday, it was going to officially open this volunteer project down there to just watch for non-Americans coming across the border and report it. And James Gilchrist, a Vietnam veteran who helped organize the vigil, has done a very good job. He's said that they're going to be nonviolent and just be the eyes and ears down there. But we found out also yesterday that Let me back up again. Bush and Vicente Fox, how are they going to get the Mexican military to attack the Minutemen at the project down there, the volunteers? Well, it's very simple. I've been in the military and have worked with people that are in PSYOPs, and I've known a lot of them since I got out of the military during the Vietnam War era. And it's easy to do. And even in law enforcement, we know that the government will plant their agents inside an organization like the Minuteman Project down there. And this person will fire a couple shots at the Mexican police across the border and try to kill a couple of them, or the Mexican army, which will be down there watching the Minuteman volunteers, and shoot a couple of them, or have a sniper up on a hill and shoot a couple of them, and blame it on the Minutemen volunteers. And, of course, then the Mexican military has been told when this happens, and a couple of your guys fall, then you go across the border and you kill these guys. And so that, we believe, will be the scenario. Now, we have not documented that this is going to happen, of course, but that is the way you do it. We've used this same plan in America. It's used all the time when there's a big rally of patriots or civilians out there, like happened in San Francisco during the riots up there. You know, there was peaceful gathering of those against the world government projects up there, the world government heads that were meeting up there. And you had these government agents inside these large groups of people that would do things criminal, cause criminal acts, and have the police come out and beat everybody up and do all kinds of things. Well, these are government agents inside these groups to cause the media, the controlled media, to be there and then report how violent the protesters were. So this is an old game that they've played very much. But we just heard also that this gang, I was the intelligence officer for the Phoenix Gang Squad when I was on the Phoenix Police Department for some time. And this Mara Salvatrucha gang, very violent, government-trained gangs, were sent into the United States, and there's something like, I forget how many there are in the United States. I think there's something like 20,000 are believed to be here now. And these are government-trained violent gangs that have been imported into the United States through our open border with the acquiescence of George Bush, the president, to get the Mara Salvatrucha gang in here. And the name you'll see on television is MS-13. And we hear now they've been issued orders to teach a lesson to the Minutemen volunteers. And whatever that means, probably these gang members will be hauled in trucks or airplanes even by our government, CIA, NSA, FBI, and dropped off down there to come against the Americans who will try to upset George Bush and Vicente's Fox criminal activities of illegals, narco-terrorists, drug runners, and actual terrorists coming across the southern border. And so it's going to be a situation where we've told them to go as if they're going to enter a war zone and be prepared to fight for your life. Don't go down there and start a fight, of course. And they won't. James Gilchrist has guaranteed they're not going down there to start a fight, and I believe that. They're going to be nonviolent. They're just going to look and watch and call the Border Patrol when they see somebody coming across. But we want to advise them from our police association here to don't go down there unarmed, because this is going to be, it looks like it's going to be a real Donnybrook down there, as our president and his crime family, working with the crime family head, Vicente Fox of Mexico, going to try to stir up a real fight down there among our peaceful Minutemen volunteers. Probably Minute Women, too. I understand there's some women down there. Be right back, folks. Remember, the phone lines are open.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McGlam program. I'm that old cop, Jack McGlam, retired up here in the Rocky Mountains, and the phone lines are open, and I'm sad that Eleanor in Canada dropped off. She called in and dropped off. Don't know what happened to her. But anyway, she's going to help me. We'll segue into the Terry Schindler situation here in just a minute. But let me share with you a letter I just received from Sherry Correll, who says to me, "Dear sir," hello, sir. She says, get her letter up here. "I have the link to that website on my website, and I'm a regular listener to American Voice Radio, which I'm on in the mornings. And I've also been a guest on Frosty's show, Kelly's show, and used to co-host the M. Edwards show. I don't know who M. Edwards is. I know Frosty's and Kelly's show." She says, "I was listening to you this morning and think what I heard you say is that the CIA / Marines..." No, I didn't say the Marines, "are going to intermingle with the MMP folks," that's the Minuteman Project folks, "shoot Mexicans, then leave, and that the Mexican military is going to come across and kill the MMPs. I just want to make sure I understood what I thought I heard you say, That scared the daylights out of me. I'm not going to be there, but I needed to clarify this because I have good friends that are going. If you can write me back and call me at my work, I'd appreciate it so I don't repeat anything I heard until I have cleared it up in my head. Thank you. Sincerely, Sherry Correll. Well, I mailed back Sherry and told her this, and I want to get this straight, folks, with everybody. Our police and military organization up here has not verified this. These are the information, the intel that's coming into us here. Dear sister, I did say that our police and military organization here believes that this could be a scenario that our government leaders will initiate to stop the Americans who would dare try to stop the narco-terrorists, terrorists and millions of illegal aliens coming into the U.S. We have heard that Bush made a deal with Fox to have the Mexican military attack our brave men and women who are peacefully gathering at the border to nonviolently watch and report the illegal flow of non-Americans coming in. We have not confirmed this, but wanted to make sure to warn of the possibility that this would be a method used by our international criminal government leaders to stop this citizen's action. It is exactly the kind of thing our criminal government leaders would do to shut down this honorable action by good patriotic Americans. Place a sniper on a hill or plant a CIA, FBI, NSA agent in the group of patriots. Shoot a couple of Mexican soldiers or police officers who will be guarding the other side of the border and blame it on the good Americans gathered on the U.S. side. Therefore, the Mexican army would be lawful, will have lawful reasons to use force against those who they thought were firing on them. Self-defense, don't you know? Very easily accomplished, and there is nothing the Americans to do about it except to be ready to defend themselves. Bush and Fox's massive immigration of terrorists, drug runners, and illegals is saved through this process. Remember, we don't know if this will happen, but it could happen. Just tell your friends to go, but be prepared to protect themselves just in case. And then pray to God that God's enemies be confounded and stopped from their plans, if indeed this is the case. Thank your friends from our police and military organization for going to assist in this very important effort to bring attention to this critical criminal invasion of our nation. Lord bless Officer Jack McLam. I put in addition down here below a P.S. The MS-13 gangs are illegally being amassed to come against our patriotic Americans at the border. This is what we're hearing. This is very likely to be another plan of Bush and Fox, as this very criminal, a violent criminal gang, is a Latino communist government military-trained gang that has been infiltrated into the U.S. to cause crime and chaos and be part of the covert military force, along with the Brown Berets per Aztlan, for the Aztlan takeover of the southwest part of the American of America for Mexico. I was the intelligence officer for Phoenix Gang Squad and know of these government-trained gangs. This is a war against America. We must be ready to defend ourselves in this attack on America. Do not go into a war zone unarmed. We will try to be nonviolent, I'm sure, and will not draw first blood, but we should not be unwise. Remember, never forget our nation's greatest enemies are in our state and federal government offices at the highest level. And then I sent to her the report we've gotten from Jerry Sepper, on the gangs that will be targeting the Minuteman vigil on the Mexican border. So we want to thank this dear sister for being concerned, and we want to warn everybody, do not go into a war zone like this where the Mexican army has come across our border and shot at Border Patrol agents in the past numerous times. And so there's a lot of criminals in uniform down there, too. And watch out for the criminals out of uniform that will be infiltrating your organizations. We'll be right back. Remember, the phone lines are open. Call in if you'd like at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We're going to talk about Terry Schindler when we return, so stay tuned. Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cardivite.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Murderer Michael Schiavo, we should call him. Irene's nephew wrote this letter to his beloved wife, Manuela, whom he has faithfully tended through all the past 8 years as she lays in a coma, out, in and out of a coma, as a result of a medical problem. His poem is entitled Coma. And I want to share it with you folks, and I want to have husbands like Michael Schiavo pay attention. This is a picture of a real husband, a husband truly worthy of the name, a husband that is there to work for and to put his arms around his wife in times of her needs, just like the wife would be there in times of the husband's need. And a man that's been by his wife's side for 8 years as she lays there at home with him, taking care of her every need. Here's what he had to say. This is his poem to his loving wife, who he cares for every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, as she lays in a semi-coma. He says, I feel so lonesome. Before, we had everything in common. We had good and bad times. We both had our failures, but always we forgave each other. Love grows as each day brings us closer together. Now has happened what only my worst nightmare could have imagined or described. I look into your face, Manuela, but your eyes do not see me. Wherever you are, there I want to be. No, Manuela, I will not leave you alone. When it rains and the heavens cry, I wish that you and I were united. When you are not well, I, too, feel badly ill. When you cannot laugh, I want to cry. Though the sun shines forth in brightest light, the day is still dim without you. I cannot be happy. I cannot eat. I cannot sleep. I am your soulmate, dying right along with you. I am worried about tomorrow, worried about you. Hey, Manu is what he calls her. That's his love name for his wife. Her name's Manuela, but he calls her Manu. Hey, Manu, don't leave me. I love you. I'm here for you regardless of all that we have been through. If God exists and sees us like this, if indeed we love each other and that love never ceases to burn, sometimes miracles can happen. Oh, my God, Allah, Buddha, Jesus, what shall I call you? You cannot separate me from my loved one. I await, Manuela, till you awake, though it be on a rainy day. On that day, no matter if it rains, the flowers will bloom and the sun will shine. The birds will gather together for a concert. No matter what may happen in my life, no matter what comes along the way, I wait with my whole heart for that day. In eternal love, your husband, Alf. Wow. Michael Schiavo, that's what a husband is. You may never understand that, but that's what a husband is. That's what a wife is to her husband, if it be in the reverse. Want to go to a dear friend and a woman that has worked just every hour of a day, it seems like, to help Terry Schindler and her family. A dear sister from Canada, Eleanor. Eleanor, come on the line here, my dear. I want to thank you personally from our Police and Military Association for all you've been doing for the family down there and for standing by and doing everything you can as this young lady is put to death by the state down there. And we just want to thank you from all of our police and soldiers here, Eleanor.
Well, God bless you too, Jack. I'm actually an American military veteran myself, and I appreciate what you're doing. I have three quick bulletins, if I may.
Go right ahead, sister.
The first is the nurse's name on the Fox News Friday evening. One of Terry's tireless supporters, D. Rowe, saw that and told me that her name is probably Trudy, T-R-U-D-Y, Last name Capone, C-A-P-O-N-E.
O-N-E, okay.
Like Al Capone, yes.
Okay, Trudy Capone.
Right, no, I mean, that's as best she remembers.
Okay, very good. I hope we can get a hold of this, Trudy. I would love to get a hold of her and get a hold of her very soon. You think this...
Well, I have forwarded you Dee's email, and you can get in further touch with Dee. She's more likely to help because she's down there in the States.
Okay, I'll sure get a hold of that. It's here on my email, is it?
You should see it later tonight.
Okay, very
good. All right, the second news bulletin is it's almost an incredible stroke of something from heaven. It's unfortunate, but it's very timely. You may have heard that the Pope now is getting a feeding tube.
Yes, I heard that. I heard that.
That certainly throws a new twist on it.
Isn't that amazing, the similarities of what's going on, and that the Pope would mention our dear sister's name twice in the last few weeks? I mean, that's astounding, absolutely astounding that he would do that. And we surely thank him for getting involved as our governor and our president has washed the hands. I guess we should call him Pontius Pilate, the Bushes down there. And so, yes, I heard that the Pope, sadly, is having to go on a feeding tube.
The third item is an idea. Some of your listeners may want to go along with it and try it. I am so furious at the people in power down there that I have made them a serious offer. I just faxed it to George Greer,
yeah,
and the hospice, and I offered to stand in and let them dehydrate me so they can get their damn case law.
Yes.
And if others chimed in on that, maybe it would make an impression. I don't know, but somebody has to get to these people.
I'll tell you what, sister, that's a wonderful offer. What better is it that a man or woman lay down their life for their fellow countrymen? How wonderful that is. I'm sure George Fellows, who's into this death cult, would like to have you down there to strap you down and starve you to death, because he's really into that stuff, and maybe the judge is too, from what we understand.
Well, I can give you their fax numbers if you want.
Fax numbers for who?
George Greer. It's hard to get his fax number.
Okay, sure. I don't have his fax number.
No.
Or email. Does he have an email, too?
I don't have that, but I was able to find a cached copy of one of the papers filed in the case that had his fax number on it.
Okay, good.
It is 727, as most numbers are.
Okay.
464-5471.
All right, good.
Now, the hospice, I couldn't find their fax number either. They have a voice number, but their fax is hard to find as well.
Okay.
That is 727-547-1947.
47. Okay, 547-1947.
Right, that's the hospice.
Okay.
And Philos has a fax number. I haven't been able to get it to answer, but here it is. It's also 727.
Okay.
736-1402.
Yes. Okay.
And I wouldn't recommend anybody make that offer. It wasn't serious. I made 63, and I've had an abundant life from God, and I could, in a very clear conscience with no reservations, go through that to give Terry a few good years instead of what she's had.
Well, sister, I just can't tell you how much we love you here and everything you're doing to try to help not just Eleanor but everybody in the nation, because everybody's going to definitely pay if this young lady dies, because euthanasia is the big push for the Bush crime family and all those in this international world order thing, is to get this euthanasia and physician-assisted suicide in every part of our nation. So we appreciate you, Eleanor, very much, sister.
Well, God bless and keep up your good work. You're one of the few who are sticking with Terry right to the end.
Well, thank you. I'm sorry to hear that, but
But, no, I don't hear very much on...
We're sure going to do it. Carol, my assistant here asked, how do we join you, she says. I don't know exactly what she means by how to join me, how to join you.
Well, if she means in making that offer, fax it to those three. I start off. I said, this is a serious offer made before my God, Father of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I beg those of you who hold life and death power over Terry Schindler Schiavo to allow me to step in and be dehydrated to death in her place. I understand you want case law to make euthanasia by way of dehydration legal. I am age 63 and of sound mind and body, and I volunteer to take Terry's place so you can have your case law. That's all there is to it.
Okay, well, sister, then you use these three fax numbers you gave me, George Fellows's, George Greer, and the hospice number. Is that correct?
That's correct. I've also sent it to the police, the sheriff, and I'm in the process of sending it to... The convents and monasteries in the area, because maybe some of them will feel motivated, since they're not supporting a family, to do the same thing.
Yes, yes. Well, these people are so evil. I'm just reading here a report on George Fellows and how he's working with these demonic spirits, and he hears from these demonic spirits all the time about who should die and who should live, and it's really, really creepy stuff. Coming from this lawyer that's in this death cult, national death cult, so I wouldn't be surprised if they wouldn't give you a call and be pleased to strap you down and do it to you. So anyway, thank you, Sister Eleanor, for that offer and also for all you're doing for Terry Schindler, okay?
All good wishes, sir.
Lord bless you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye now. Wow. My goodness gracious, I'll tell you. This is not over, folks. It is not over. Terry lives on. We have been praying here that God would use her as an example of his control over this earth today and over those evil people that are just bent on setting up this population control through euthanasia and the physician-assisted suicide throughout America and putting to death those that the government decides need to be put to death. And so we're just so thankful for people that are still involved as we are here. I'm going to share with you a letter in just a minute we just sent out to the governor from our police and military association on the his supreme executive powers, and that he can stop this still and do the right thing and be the hero of the people. But I'll share that with you in a minute. Let's go to our phones again. Paul, who did you say is on the line? Don in North Carolina. Don, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Good evening, Jack.
Good evening, Don.
How is Idaho today?
Oh, it's wonderful. We're having weather finally, and we do like our weather up here occasionally, and we sure missed having a winter, brother, and so we're getting a little bit of it right now.
Well, I'm a first-time caller to your show. I've been a faithful listener to RBN for some time now.
Wonderful.
But I want to... I've been listening to you this evening, and I'm taking to heart a lot of the information that I'm hearing, and I just wanted to let you know how distressing it is. I've been distressed ever since I read the report that President Bush referred to these wonderful American patriots in Arizona as vigilantes.
Yes.
And... with what's going on with the dollar, with Bush's numbers falling like a rock in terms of popularity and people all over the country waking up to the reality of the situation that we're in, it seems as if there is a blatant attempt going on right now to try to incite the American people into taking some sort of action. And I sense that this situation with the Minutemen has the very real potential to be the catalyst that will allow them to implement martial law across the entire country. Because if what you're saying, it has the potential, and I certainly know that it does, because I've seen the anarchist at work at the WTO places and other gatherings where protesters are abounding.
Yeah, like in San Francisco, brother, were you there?
No, I was not there, but I've seen the videos, and it's very evident and easy to see for anyone who's got half an eye open.
That's right.
But the populations of illegal aliens around the country, if this does occur and Mexico traverses onto American soil and begins killing Americans, there's going to be riots in this country like have never been seen before. And that has a very distinct possibility of occurring. They're
doing... Hang on, Brother Don. Stay there. We'll be right back after the break, okay? All right, folks. We'll be right back here in just a couple minutes.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com. OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Quick, because I didn't realize we're at the very end of the program here, and I've got to get some marching orders out to you, if you will accept them, from this old cop, former soldier. Don, hold on just a second, please. We need to have a full autopsy done. Mr. Shivo, the husband, you know, has now said he was going to have a autopsy done on his wife, but... he's contacted the medical examiner there in the county, which is usually a part of the good old boy system, and just going to do an autopsy on her head. And we want you to call the chief district medical examiner down in Largo, Florida. I'm going to give you his phone number and tell him to do a full body autopsy because Mr. Shivo is going to grab that body and go out and cremate it the minute she's pronounced dead after this head autopsy. And we need to have the neck and the rest of the body autopsied for evidence to show that she was strangled. And that's why the blood was cut off to her head. So please call this number, folks. The medical examiner, district chief medical examiner, is John Throgmorton. And it's Throgmartin. That's one word, Throgmartin. His phone number is 727, area code, 582-6800. Once again, 727-582-6800, and tell him full body autopsy. Do not go for this partial autopsy of just her brain that her husband wants to do, because that body is then leaving there for a destruction, and all the evidence will be lost. So that's your marching order. Let's go back to Don. Please do that, folks. Would appreciate it very much. Don, come back on the line, brother.
Thank you, Brother Jack. Just an aside there, I feel the reason he wants to only have the autopsy done on her brain is because after a period of denying her water, it's going to have
shrivel up.
Yeah,
sure.
So there won't be a whole lot that can be told from there.
Very much so.
But back to the other. These are very perilous times that we're moving into, and in my particular area, a lot of people are beginning to be outraged. Just in Raleigh, it's been reported that there are in excess of 250 Hispanic gangs operating in our county.
Where are you at?
Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wow.
And when I drive down through the country to get to my wonderful mother home, she's 92 years old, it is just stunning to see the gang symbology that has been painted on all of the abandoned buildings and barns just as you drive through the country.
That's a sign of
it's kind of upsetting, but this situation with the Minutemen, I just feel like it has the potential to become very ugly everywhere.
Yes.
And just comment on that a moment, if you don't mind.
Okay. Yes, Don, I worked for years with the gangs in South Phoenix, the high-crime area of Arizona. I was the intelligence officer, the only intelligence officer for gang squad for the whole city of Phoenix. I know about the gangs, and many of them, brother, are military-trained. They are not these simple little children of these fruit pickers coming across the border. So you're right on target, Don. There's more to it than meets the eye.
Yeah, with our troops out of the country, and I have a son serving in Iraq,
yes,
it's a little eerie to go to Fort Bragg and not see hardly any active duty soldiers.
Sure is, brother. Listen, we're totally out of time, Don. Hope you'll call back in again. We'll talk about that a little more in length, okay?
Will do, Brother Jack. God bless you.
Bless you, too. Folks, that's it for tonight. Don't forget, please call. We want to thank the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons for sending us this information on doing a full autopsy. Call John Throgmorton at the number I gave you and tell him full autopsy. Don't go for anything less. Lord bless all of you. Don't forget, this old cop truly loves you, America. Good night.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.